It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, today brought to you by Top to Bottom for your emergency roof repair. Make your first call to Top to Bottom. They specialize in emergency repairs and are backed by the knowledge and experience to fix any roof issue they encounter. Call John at Top to Bottom for an expert evaluation. He's been doing it for 30 years. 338-9865. Again, that's 338-9865 for Top to Bottom. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, there was some sad news this morning
that
Jerry Springer died.
Very sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
I mean, you watched Jerry Springer, of course.
Everybody,
I think.
My prime college time.
In prime time, like when I took a sick day, when I was out sick from school.
Yeah.
That was like
when you weren't filling
your
head with knowledge, you were filling it with whatever Jerry was talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you used to watch it in college?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time. Yeah.
And it seemed like it was on a lot.
I think I mean, it was like, what else was on at that time of day? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Gerald Norman Springer.
Oh, Gerald.
He was born in the London Underground station of Highgate.
Really?
While the station was in use as a shelter from German bombing during World War II.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What an unusual beginning.
I know. In January of 1949, at the age of 4, Springer immigrated with his parents to the U.S., settling in Queens. Springer earned a Bachelor of Arts from Tulane University in 1965, majoring in political science, and he earned a Juris Doctor from Northwestern University in 1968. So he became a political campaign advisor to Democrat Robert F. Kennedy. Following Kennedy's assassination, he began practicing law at a Cincinnati law firm. In 1970, he ran for Congress but failed to unseat the incumbent, but he did take 45% of the vote.
Oh, that's
so, almost
enough.
Almost. He served as the 56th mayor of Cincinnati from 1977 to 1978.
Mm.
He considered running for the U.S. Senate in 2000 and 2004, but he backed down due to negative associations with his Jerry Springer show.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But you know what? I think anything could have,
he probably
could have done it. You know,
other
celebrities have done it. So,
yeah, you're right.
You know,
it's true. Yeah.
He also considered running in the 2018 Ohio gubernatorial election, but decided against it due to his age.
Ah,
yeah.
And when was that? That was
In 2018.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So he would have been in his 70s.
He would. Yeah.
So Springer was hired as a political reporter and commentator on Cincinnati's NBC affiliate, WLWT, which had at the time the lowest rated news program. Later, having been named primary news anchor and managing editor, he needed a broadcast catchphrase in the model of other great newsmen. So with some help from some of the other people at the station, he created his signature line.
Which was? Take care of yourself and each other.
That's
Is that
right.
where it started,
That's
really?
That's where it started.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh. Wow.
And within 2 years, he was Cincinnati's number one news anchor, garnering 10 local Emmy Awards for his nightly commentaries.
Oh, my gosh.
And these commentaries would eventually become his final thoughts
of the show
on Jerry Springer.
He would sit in front of the brick wall. After this train wreck of a show, he would try to dispense some wisdom.
Yeah.
And then end it with, remember, take care of yourself.
And each other. I know.
Can't believe we watched
that show.
But that
all started from his career as a newscaster, news anchor.
So did a lot of stuff.
There you go.
All right.
So Jerry Springer, the show, debuted on September 30th, 1991. It was developed by WLWT to mimic the format and look of fellow talk show, The Phil Donahue Show.
Right.
All the way down to Jerry's haircut and glasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
It started as a politically oriented talk show, but was unsuccessful in its ratings in its first seasons due to its focus on the more political issues.
Yeah.
So this led to an overhaul of the structure,
which
by the mid-90s led to the show, as it is known now, filled with controversial topics, profanity, physical fights, and scantily clad guests,
to
say the least.
Yes,
among many, many, many other things.
A lot of security guards on the set, too.
Yes.
Which most like Oprah never had that, I don't think.
No, but
no Dr. Phil.
Speaking of Oprah, by 1998, it was beating the Oprah Winfrey Show in many cities and was reaching more than 6.7 million viewers.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
Wow, sorry, Oprah.
Yes. The TV, could you imagine during those years, Oprah being like, what do you mean Jerry Springer's beating me? How is that possible?
What is he talking about on his show?
You don't want to know. Right. You don't want to know. So the television series was produced and aired by NBC Universal and the CW for over 26 years, airing for 27 seasons and nearly 5,000 episodes.
Amazing.
The program was recognized as the most infamous guilty pleasure in American television throughout the late 90s and early 2000s.
That is such a nice way to put it.
It is. It was a guilty pleasure.
It was.
It's like a train wreck you just couldn't look away from.
Oh, you could not.
Just, yeah.
What's next?
Yeah. So the final episode aired on July 26, 2018, with reruns continuing on the CW immediately thereafter. After the cancellation, it was announced that Springer would host a new courtroom show titled Judge Jerry.
Yes.
Judge Jerry.
Yes.
Which premiered on September 9th, 2019. It was canceled after three seasons.
Three, well, you know, so, it's hard. It's hard to take him seriously.
Yeah. He also hosted America's Got Talent, which I completely forgot about, in its second and third seasons, replacing Regis Philbin, which I did not remember that Regis Philbin hosted that show either. But
my heavens.
Yeah, before leaving to concentrate on other projects.
Yeah.
In April of 2015, he also debuted his Jerry Springer podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So Jerry Springer died at his home in Chicago today at the age of 79. A family spokesperson said he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer just a few months prior to his death.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I just seen him in an interview not long ago, like maybe 2 months ago. Maybe it was right before the diagnosis or something. He looks fine. Like, he looked great, actually.
Yeah.
I was shocked when you said he was 79 years old.
I was surprised that he was 79, too.
He looked great. I mean, he looked, you know, he didn't look 20, but he didn't look 79 either. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Jerry Springer, did
you? Yeah, so I thought we would play a song called State of Shock,
right?
Because I think if you watched any episode of the Jerry Springer Show, you were just in a constant state of shock the entire episode.
Yeah, right.
So that's by the Jacksons and Mick Jagger.
You got it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the Jacksons and Mick Jagger, State of Shock. Sarah Dearmont is, why did we just play that record?
Because a state of shock is what you would be in if you watched the Jerry Springer Show.
Yes.
And Jerry Springer died today at the age of 79.
Very sad, very sudden. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Jerry Springer was mayor of Cincinnati from 1977 to 1978.
At one time, he was Cincinnati's number one news anchor and won 10 local Emmy Awards.
And the Jerry Springer Show ran for over 26 years and 5,000 episodes before it was canceled in 2018.
There you go. And he embraced what the show was. He knew it wasn't highbrow.
Yes.
He knew it wasn't educational at all. He knew he wasn't really helping the people.
Yeah, like he actually, so I was reading, so TV Guide, I think it was in like 2002 maybe, said it was the worst TV show of all time, which
it's a good evaluation.
It could be accurate.
It's proper,
But he fully embraced it, and so he started introducing the show as the worst TV show of all time, like on the show.
Yeah.
Why not?
Can't run from it. Folks want to learn more about Jerry Springer, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. Sarah, thank you so much. Back tomorrow, fresh episode for a Friday at 4:10.
Yes.
Excellent. Traffic on the way next. Weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols. And at 5 o'clock, the legendary drive at 5.